better. Practice 11. You know, had a good one yesterday. It can always be better, but we're looking out to, you know, get 3% better today. What questions you guys got?
With your offense last year, how much do you think Sean was trying to do the things that have worked really well for you guys 2 years ago?
Maybe not enough. I don't know. You know, I think every offense coordinator or defense coordinator, if that matter, has got to put his stamp on what we do. And, you know, we got some adjustments this year, but we're going to, you know, continue to do what's, you know, what's going to help us against a certain defense. It's not necessarily, you know, what you want to do, but sometimes what an offense or a defense will give you.
Do you feel at all like he maybe tried to force it a little bit more than he was comfortable with?
I don't think so. I think it's just kind of, you know, trying to find out where you are personnel-wise and what you do well. And I think, you know, I think when we went down to Duke, we kind of found out who we were last season. But that was last year. And I think, you know, I just watched what yesterday. We had a team run period yesterday. The offense did a great job against our defense, who I don't think is too bad as far as just a unit you're playing against. So I was impressed with the way we ran the ball yesterday in a certain period.
Kenny was telling us yesterday he hasn't thrown a pick all camp. Is that accurate?
Jeez, where's some wood at? You got some wood here?
Just
wood podium here. You know, Kenny's been really good. He's sharp. He doesn't make bad decisions. He scrambles with the ball when he needs to. He's got a great pocket presence, as good as I've seen. I mean, just knowing when to get out of there and not throw it. So he doesn't force the ball. So, you know, we want that to, you know, just ask me that in December sometime and I'll be happy.
But he wasn't pulling our leg then.
That's
true. He hasn't thrown one.
That's a fact.
Since the spring game.
Yeah, that's a fact. And that probably wasn't his fault either. So when you look back at that last play.
Is that okay for your secondary, though? Is that?
Yeah, that's fine with my secondary. You know, we talk about critical to winning. And in the last three seasons here at Pitt, if we are plus one, okay, if we're plus one or plus two, plus three, whatever, in the turnover margin, we're 88% win. Okay, I think we're 15-2 in the last. So turnovers are critical, and Kenny knows that. And you know, we work hard at trying to get turnovers, force turnovers. But I think it's a great job by our offense, you know, with him being smart at the helm there, and our, you know, and running backs, you know, with ball security, we've been pretty sound with that. But you know, as a head coach, you know, our guys are working at it defensively to get them out. So it's not, you know, it's not a matter of trying or our guys are dropping balls. They're catching it. They just aren't from Kenny right now.
What's Pierce Ford doing?
Pierce Ford's doing a nice job. I mean, he's getting better. He's picking up the defense better at a couple different spots. And I just had a little meeting with him last night, matter of fact, just asking about safety to see if he knows what he's doing there yet. But he's still working on that.
And what do you tell Kenny?
No.
What do you tell Kenny about using his feet? Like, do you just let him go on instinct?
I don't tell him anything. I don't tell him anything, Jeff. I mean, that guy's got an instinct. Coach Watson works drills. You guys see some of the drills he does over there with, you know, rolling balls and just – he's got a – and you can teach all you want. He's got a knack, too. I'm just watching. Sometimes the pressures are coming, how he steps up and weasels around and gets out of them. Like, holy cow, that was – you know. And it's different when you – I mean, you can coach all you want when six guys or five guys are coming after you and you're heated up. It's different.
You ever seen a quarterback be that mistake-free throughout a camp?
You know, I don't know. I never, you know, it's you know, not here.
Yeah.
You know.
You weren't watching it as much.
Exactly. I wasn't watching it anywhere. I wasn't watching, you know, Ben back in the day. I don't, you know, it wasn't my job. But that's pretty amazing so far.
Do you feel like you're starting to see some depth or starting to see two deeps or that – start to materialize through practice?
Yeah, two deeps are starting to materialize for sure. We've started to narrow down kind of where we are, but, you know, there's still a lot of work to do. I mean, you know, there'll be, you know, I don't want to say solidified, but we'll have a pretty good idea where it is after Saturday scrimmage. That'll be the last big scrimmage that, you know, we get into before camp. So, and we'll start to taper it back and get healthy and prepare for game day.
Is there a true freshman on any of those two deeps right now?
Yes.
Who?
Doesn't matter right now. We'll find out later.
Like blocks,
I gave you one yesterday. Yeah. I mean, how many more you want me to give you?
How many looks on offense is Paris getting?
How many looks on offense is he getting? Yeah. Why you ask crazy questions like that? I don't know. I hadn't counted them yet, but he's getting some looks.
How about one more? We just started walkthrough.
And you would put more Jennis and sort of fit back in the linebacker core and you know, as a fifth year vet.
Like a glove, you know, a tight one. You know, I mean, it's he's done an amazing job. Yeah, I couldn't say better things about Quentin Virginis, how he's returned from an injury, returned, you know, to really take over. I think he's the leader of our defense right now. He's a guy I think people count on. He's been consistent. He's out there. He hadn't thrown a pick all camp either, so put it that way.